For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Memphis singer-songwriter Amy LeVere may be best known for her innocent voice, thoughtful lyrics, and the upright bass she plays in concert. For the last few years, she's been collaborating with various musicians, but her new solo album has finally arrived.
I don't wanna know about evil. Only wanna know about love.
The album is called Painting Blue on 9 Mile Records. It took about 2 years to write and produce. LeVere says the songs represent a time of searching for what she needed to say.
I had some kind of major life changes. I got married, I bought a house.
Good life changes, but her music does tend to be a little darker, you know, Southern Gothic.
I couldn't figure out what I needed to say about being happy, really.
Then there was the 2016 election. She was feeling at a loss for words there, too. Then one day her husband, the guitarist and producer Will Sexton, played her a lyric that grew into a song about that collective sense of loss.
There's no battle.
If you're not writing something that's really honest or poignant or something that has weight to it, it's vaudeville, you know? And vaudeville has its place, I think, but that's not what I wanted to do.
As she was putting the album together, LeVere found herself getting almost unexpectedly personal. One song called No Room for Baby is about a woman realizing that motherhood just isn't in the cards.
I stay in a little house. Not even mine. If I spread my wings out far as I can, I barely fit inside. I'm always low on money. I work all the time.
I really did want kids, you know. I really did. It's just that life kept going, you know. I drink too much. I've had to, you know, just I'm so consumed with what I do. My lifestyle just isn't suited for it, and it just never, just didn't happen.
Run out of wine.
With a new album, LeVere is about to embark on another tour. Catch her live. She sometimes plays accompanied by just her bass and a guitarist, other times with a full band. Her songwriting is versatile like that, but her recordings feature lush instrumentation and a lot of atmosphere. Producer Will Sexton strikes all the right blue notes and red and yellow notes in the arrangements.
The song that's on there called Painting Blue, it sounds like I'm speaking to a lover, but really, I wrote the song really to myself about pulling myself out of my dark moments.
Dark moments that can be very relatable. The songs here speak to all kinds of moods and circumstances.
Don't you have colored dreams or just a cloudy mind?
Amy LeVere's new album, Painting Blue, goes on sale tomorrow, August 16th. It's another heartfelt entry in the singer's ever-growing catalog. For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank.